Hey, good evening. We're here live with my good friend Ryan Terrio. And if you guys don't know Ryan Terrio, you're obviously now from Louisiana. Local legend here, national legend in baseball, World Series champion with the LSU Tigers, multiple Major League Baseball World Series. And I always love talking to him because this guy's always hitting home runs at everything he does. And I think this new business that you guys have is probably the biggest home run yet. Yeah. I'm excited. Your guy Jim is coming to the house this evening.
Okay.
Yeah, he actually might be over there right now doing the inspection to get everything ready to clean, completely purify, and you know, take care of everything inside the house. But microbes, bacteria, mold.
Yeah.
Kind of a new product you guys are launching here that I think is going to revolutionize the mold remediation and just even overall wellness for people. Mm-hmm. So.
No, it's cool. You failed to mention though Broadmoor Elementary and Sherwood Middle legend.
Oh. All right. Yes, yeah. The only guy.
Sherwood Middle Falcons. Shout out.
As a competitive person, you remember little things from your childhood. The only guy that ran the bases faster than me at Sherwood Middle.
That's why we were buddies. We were both the fastest guys there.
And I remember you were like 2 seconds. It was like a ridiculous number. I didn't play baseball. I was just like
running bases.
Naturally fast.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you look at your times and I'm like still in the lead. And then the next day I look up there and there's like this other guy, Ryan Terrio, and he was like 2 seconds faster on me. I was like, holy shit, this guy's fast.
Yeah.
It shows you like there's skill and, you know, talent are two different things. Like that, obviously, that's why you went on to win World Series and had a crazy baseball career. And, you know, I never did any of that.
Well, but it was those were the good old days.
Sure, middle days.
Huh? Yeah, you form those friendships and relationships, and that's why this stuff is so special and fun.
Yeah,
to me is you know you and I. I mean, this is you think back now, man. You know, it's 32, 33 years.
Yes, I know. Wow.
And I don't feel like it's been that long.
I don't even feel 30 yet.
I know.
I still don't want to be 30.
I know.
Much less be in our 40s now. Right. We'll stop at 40. We'll just leave it
That's
there.
That's right. Yeah.
So you and I were talking the other day. You know, we've got the big event coming up on June 27th. Parish Roofing is going to be a big sponsor for our event at the Country Club of Louisiana. Obviously, we want all you guys to come out to that the morning of June 27th. Mark it on your calendar. Big real estate event there. But we were talking about the partnership and kind of the expansion. You know, you guys were doing roofing, and now you've really kind of expanded that to be a full spectrum from roofing, construction, remodeling, and mold, and really overall just air quality and
restoration.
Yeah. So I want to kind of talk about that a little bit because my house, nice house, custom built home, and we had mold upstairs. My little boy always has a little cough.
Yeah.
Always a little sinusy, and my wife's been having headaches for a while. And on the phone with Jim, he mentioned people having chronic headaches. And my wife is always going to her masseuse to try her neck, chiropractor. You know, she takes her Excedrin, migraine.
Yeah.
But she always gets these headaches. And that was one of the things that Jim said on the phone to me was, we're curing people who for years have had headaches.
Yeah.
And when we do the air quality test, and then when we treat the house, the headaches are gone.
Yeah. Well, look, the mold piece. Unfortunately, we live in South Louisiana, and there's mold everywhere. There's mold everywhere anyway, right? So, you know, you mentioned how those companies have kind of been merged together. You know, I was always super interested in construction and just something that I enjoyed doing, even when I was playing, did a lot up and down Highland Road here in Baton Rouge with some of the nicer houses you see and was involved in a lot of that. Had a great partner, Ronald Lejeune, that kind of taught me that business and that industry. It morphed into roofing and a little bit more specific, but from a just being in the industry and in the game, you know, that started, Brian, probably in like, you know, I would say 2004, 2005, You know, so it's been a long time, and you know, wasn't a, until retirement from baseball that I could really lock in and focus on it. And so that's, you're kind of seeing the culmination of all that right now with Parrish, right? So with the roofs, you know, generally when there's a roof issue, it's water is the problem, right?
Yeah.
Whether it be a leak or you know, something has happened where there's water intrusion, and we were noticing with that water intrusion, mold grows. When mold grows, sometimes you have sheetrock drywall damage. Sometimes, you know, water gets on the floors. You know, there was the scope of work wasn't just the roof, mm-hmm. And we took all those principles and trades. Have wrapped them underneath one umbrella to where when the client calls, whether it's a commercial building, residential home, you know, we can check all those boxes. Just so happened your roof is perfectly fine, but you had a heat differential issue.
Yeah, with my AC
with your AC units.
Yeah.
And so, which is a thing. I mean, like, that happens.
Yeah.
We fogged an entire elementary school because heat differential. Mold was growing throughout the school, right? So the product is amazing. It's a dry fog, which is not proprietary. The proprietary piece is the way in which we deliver the dry fog. And it can literally, I mean, it gets in your AC vents. It touches every inch speck of your home. The sanitization piece is really neat. It cleans to a level that you've never experienced. But also, you know, it will be a truly germ-free, clean environment.
Right.
And the mold will be 100% gone. And I can stand by that from a testing standpoint, third party, pre and post. We're really excited about the product.
Yeah.
You know, one of the cool things about it, Brandon, is the price point. You know, general remediation is pretty dang expensive. Because you have to go in, you tear out, and you got to build back. Well, because we have a different way to get rid of the mold, we limit that expense tremendously.
Yeah.
And so clients have loved it, and we're really excited about it.
Well, and you guys can do everything from, again, like a small, just single-family residential mm-hmm. home like mine to, Jim was talking about, y'all did a, I don't know how many 100,000 square foot, you know, commercial.
Sure.
I think it was in the millions of cubic feet mm-hmm. that he was describing, this warehouse building that y'all had done. It, you know, it was, like you said, it was an old, stinky building, and they couldn't get the smell out.
That's right.
And, you know, it's because there was so much bacteria and mold mm-hmm. and everything else. And after y'all did it, it smelled fresh, it was clean, the air tests were pure, and it was like a new building.
I can't go into detail and names of buildings because it wouldn't be.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be right. But there are some buildings here locally that have had chronic mold issues year after year after year.
Yeah.
The news has documented it.
Right.
And we've been able to go in and solve that problem for them.
Yeah.
And so it's been pretty neat for me to see the last couple of years how that has taken off. And look, to couple of that with the roof piece and with the construction piece, it just makes so much sense. And we're excited about the launch and the rebrand and the introduction to the community and looking forward, man, to the event to kind of introduce it to the real estate agents that need a lot of those services.
I think that's gonna be huge. You know, people selling their house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one thing we talked about that a lot of people don't do ahead of time is have an inspection done as the seller mm-hmm. instead of waiting for the buyer to come and nitpick the house with their inspection. Why not just hire your own inspector?
Right.
Then get Parrish to come fix everything that the buyer's going to ask for anyway.
Sure.
And so when you go to sell your house, you can command top dollar. It's going to fly through the inspection with you know, pass. You know, everything's going to pass. Yeah. It's going to get a great, you know, review from the inspector if they hire their own separate inspector. Or you just show them, look, here's an independent third-party inspection. Here's an independent third-party company that fixed everything on the checklist.
Yeah.
So you're getting a brand new home.
That's right. Yeah, from electrical, plumbing, painting, you know, all these things. We check all those boxes.
And
residential, commercial. So we're really excited about it. We've got a wonderful team. You know, everything that we do, you know, I kind of treat it, I guess my job in the company, you know, is assembling that team. you know, and I think
that's what you've done better than anybody I know is team building and getting the right people. When you were telling me about Jim and these guys, and you know, you saw these guys treating the building, and you're like, that's brilliant. We need that.
I gotta have them.
Yeah,
you know, and you know, look, it's a. I think businesses struggle a lot of the time when the owners, the guys making the decisions, are afraid to let somebody in that's smarter than they are. You know,
and that's the wrong mindset.
It is, man. And so we've been pretty intentional on assembling this team. You talk about the school bus analogy. You know, you got to have them in the right seat on the bus, right? Just like in baseball, I use it because that's what I did for so long. But I can't have 9 first basemen on my team.
Yeah.
You know? And so everybody has a different role. And so what we've done here, man, is I feel like we have a solid group of human beings in the building that put the client first and understand that it's a long play. And look, man, we're from here.
Right.
And so I have to do a good job.
Yeah, your name will carry very far. And I learned this in the restaurant business growing up. A happy customer tells 3 or 4 people. An unhappy customer tells everybody.
That's right.
That was kind of the motto we went by in the restaurant business. Mm-hmm. And it's so true. If you think about negative news travels so much faster and further, and it's a sad reality because good news, that's why I try to do the opposite with our show. Yeah, you know, I like to keep everything positive. We don't do much politics or negative news. You know, I want positive people, positive business, and keep it upbeat because, sure. You know, that's what people need to hear more
absolutely.
Of. And I think, like you said, your name in this town already is huge. So anything you do, you got to do it right.
You have to. That's
you,
right.
You don't have the luxury of messing up. So, you know, that's great because people that are going to do business with you already know, like, this is a name. This is someone we can trust.
This is what I'm getting. Look, you spend your whole life creating a reputation.
Yeah.
And you work diligently to make sure that it is pristine and it is what it is, right? And that takes a long time to create that trust. And then it takes, you know, 2 seconds of a bad decision, a bad choice to ruin the whole thing.
Yep. Right?
So that's something that we constantly kind of remind and preach, like, hey, listen, when you're out there, man, you're representing me. And,
right.
And I've worked my butt off.
Yeah.
To get to where when I call someone, they answer the phone. You know, because there's a trust there. There's something that wasn't built overnight. You know, it took years to create that. So, you know, look, like I said, we're so pumped up to bring this to the greater Baton Rouge area and really Gulf Coast. I mean, I would say,
How far out do you guys go?
You know,
currently.
Yeah, currently it's Lake Charles to Pensacola, I would say.
So that's a good.
Yeah, we and
good,
north-wise, good. You know, it's been as far as you know, like middle Alabama, a little bit middle to northern Alabama. So it's a pretty good footprint that we cover.
Yeah. Shreveport, northern Louisiana.
Yeah, yeah. But really the Gulf. That Gulf Coast is kind of the goal is to, because unfortunately
that's the wettest, most humid.
That and Mother Nature, right?
Yeah.
And you know what happens in the Gulf about this time of the year?
Yeah.
You know, storms start to spin up, and so from the you know, with the roofs and the restoration and the mold remediation, when storm spins up in the Gulf, you know we have to be able to touch those areas along the coast, and so I mean, I would say. Like I said, you know, Lake Charles, yeah, we would go into Texas, probably Port Arthur area all the way over.
Okay. One thing, too, I've worked with you in the past on small and bigger jobs. I had a tree hit my house after a storm, big storm, and you guys had tons of roofing jobs, whole roofing jobs.
Yeah.
I just had a branch hit the corner, and it was like an $1,100 repair.
Yeah.
But, you know, y'all got it done quick and still got it done for me because it was a house I was selling. And a lot of places, that deal would have sat on the side because you got whole roof jobs everywhere after that storm. And that one little patch repair would have gotten put off to the side.
Yeah.
But y'all got that knocked out quick and we sold that house. So, you know, I've seen you and Ben do whole roof jobs for clients of ours that we've referred.
Well, you know, the in that industry, you know, it's not like I want to say it's kind of like buying a car, but not really. If it's you or I, because we change cars pretty fast. But you know, it's a every 8 to 10 to 15 year deal. Somebody's gonna, you're gonna, a homeowner or client, customer, or commercial building is gonna need a new roof.
Right.
So the repair piece is important because although you may not need it at that moment, you know, at some point you will. You may buy a home. You may, storm may come through. You know, and so when you start to think about, okay, I'm not chasing the immediate dollar.
Right.
I'm chasing the dollar in 12, 24, 36 months, right? And so that relationship has to start somewhere. Mm-hmm. You know, and I like it when it starts with repairs because now we're in that client's ecosystem.
Yeah.
And another repair happens, they call you. Because a lot of, like you said, a lot of them don't necessarily want the small job. But that gives me an opportunity for a touch.
Yeah. So. Yeah, no, it is. And in this town, I mean, obviously relationships, building that, you know, is everything. It was funny. I was wearing the Roni shirt. Yeah. And I saw your profile picture had changed. Mm-hmm. And out of the blue, I got a call from Toby today. Yeah. And we were talking mortgage.
Uh-huh.
And Parrish came up.
Yeah.
And I noticed your profile picture had changed.
Sure.
And so it was just funny, you know, I was like talking to him, I said, I'm doing a podcast with Terrio about Parrish today.
Yeah.
You know, so, and he goes, are you kidding? And then so he was kidding, he brought me the shirt.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, so it was just, you know, it was just kind of funny how, like, yeah, truly, like, everything in this town, and if you do right and you take good care of people. But yeah, he had hit me up, so shout out to Toby Tom Play.
Yeah, and look, we got this back here because I want a mascot.
Yeah, you mentioned.
I think mascots are awesome. I want to dress somebody up in a mascot uniform, and I want to roll them around. I think it's great. And look, Toby has done some Toby Tom Play we're talking about, but Toby's done some awesome work for us in the past in a few businesses. And we were talking with him, his wife Shelly, obviously is the creator here, and it's super talented artist.
Right.
And so we're starting that discussion. I'm like, hey, you know, can Roni the tiger be our mascot? Like, is that a thing?
Yeah.
She's like, well, I don't know, maybe, sure, you want him to, you know. And so I didn't know he was a boy. I didn't know if Roni was a boy or a girl. But so we've kind of going down that rabbit hole right now. Local people, wonderful product. You know, you've seen these things take off, you know, Blue Dog and different.
Yeah.
And so I see that here. The unique thing about Roni is you have the ability with the sunglasses to
change out
to play,
the sunglass reflection.
To play a little bit.
So, so there was, and I don't remember the number numerically, but it was, I was reading, you know, like business, marketing, and mascot was one thing, you know, like the Geico Gecko. Their sales, of course, exploded with the Gecko.
Yeah.
And when you start thinking, you know, the caveman. And so, and then like, but mascots for a bit, if you have a really like good, positive mascot that people can resonate with, it's a huge boost.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the things. The other one was like a cause. You know, like those Tom's shoes where they donate a pair of shoes to you know, homeless people for every pair sold, I think is what they do, like overseas. And they do some, so like those were like two things that they talk about in a business was like a mascot or like some kind of cause where, you know, there's something that people can attach to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we got Roni the Roofer, so nobody can take Roni the Roofer.
Roni the Roofer's taken.
He is mine.
Off the table.
Damn it. Y'all leave him alone. And I'm looking forward to getting the mascot.
Yeah, man.
Getting the mascot costume and making my partner Richard Tilley wear it.
Oh, that's going to be hilarious. That's going to be hilarious. Absolutely. So, obviously, you guys got roofing. Mm-hmm. Full spectrum construction, remodeling,
sure,
the mold, air quality remediation. Another thing, the Approach RGB. Mm-hmm. My wife will not go back to a gas powered car.
Yeah.
We talked about that when I pulled up. I was like, oh, you got an EV charger in front. And when you were doing this, I was talking to you about that. You guys are doing the EV installations too.
Yeah, the charger installations. You know, whether it be the level twos, level threes, you know, superchargers, all that stuff. You know, I kind of started going down that rabbit hole a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what happened was I got in an EV and I took a ride. And when I got out, I went, That was fun.
It is fun, isn't it?
I've been driving a car since I was 16 years old. But that was like nothing I'd ever experienced. And I'm just thinking, like, if people would just sit in one of these things and take a ride, they would, I gotta have one. I mean, it makes so much sense that every household should have one.
Yep.
Now, I'm not saying they should go all electric, you know, yet, because the grid system and the infrastructure and all that, you know, what's coming. But, dude.
My wife drives so much. We love it.
And you go in your garage at night, and you plug it up, and you wake up in the morning, and it's full.
Yep.
You know, who wants to go to the gas station at 8 o'clock at night?
Yeah.
Not me.
Yeah, or, again, no secret, we have attractive wives. Do you want her stopping for gas?
No chance.
In the wrong part of town at 9, 10 o'clock at night when she's showing houses. They're both in real estate.
That's right.
They drive all the time. My wife will not go back to a gas-powered car.
Yeah. So we had an opportunity with our partners to get a distribution agreement with what we feel is one of the better ones, Enelec. And so we've installed a ton around town. We've installed a ton, really, in the region. I wouldn't say just here.
Yeah.
You know, we have an electrical company as well, and so that's made that kind of easy. And look, fingers crossed, the cars show up. Unfortunately, I can't really dictate, you know, what Ford and the big boys, you know, produce, because really, I think that's who's going to dictate the market. You know, Tesla's done everything they could do and more. But it's not going to be until you see the Ford, Chevy, GM, you know, once they start.
And they're coming.
Once they hit the road, man, you're gonna really see an uptick in that, I think.
I had a buddy got the Ford Lightning, and my wife's got the Porsche Taycan.
Yeah.
And then you're starting to see some of the, like, Toyota and the Buick and the
Cadillac's beautiful.
The Cadillac.
Lyric?
The Lyric is cool.
It is.
The Lyric is very cool.
BMW's nice. Mercedes is really nice.
The Mercedes is nice. It's like an S-Class, but all electric with even more features inside.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the EVs are absolutely, like you said, I'm one that agrees every household should have one of each.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't make up my mind now. I've had some fun twin turbo V8.
Yeah.
I've had a twin turbo V12. I've had some fun cars, but nothing is any more exhilarating or fun than that Porsche.
It's
rocket fast. Mm-hmm. It's dead silent when you want to just cruise on the interstate. Smooth as silk.
Mm-hmm.
But it also drives like a race car when you want it to.
That's the way I explain it to people.
It's so fun.
I've never sat in one or ridden in one. It's like when you have a power drill and you're going to drill something.
Instant torque.
It's just like you, there is no lag, because I'm like you. I've had the you know.
Yeah, we've had fast cars.
Fast car. But there was always that little, and then you get going. This is immediate. It's fun. And, I think what happened was it was made to be a political issue.
Oh, God.
I do.
They do such a good job of making everything political.
Right, but I think if it would have been introduced like the iPhone, for instance.
Yeah.
The iPhone hits the market. We all have flip phones or Blackberries.
Yeah,
then the iPhone hits the market and we go, oh my God, this is so much better.
Yes.
It's just better.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that the Ford F-150, I don't care if it's King Ranch or what, when you drive that, is better than the Ford Lightning. You are a liar if you say that.
100%.
It's got more torque. It goes faster.
It has more towing capacity.
More towing capacity.
Which is nuts.
Yeah. And then the upkeep. You never change your oil.
My wife's car is never in the shop.
That's right.
And she picks on me because my cars are always in the shop.
Mm-hmm.
I had a video yesterday of me broken down on the side of the my new Audi.
Yeah.
The damn generator went out.
Yep.
The it's called a starter generator, which is an overpriced alternator,
right,
essentially. And I had to get rescued. Shout out to Vinny Carollo with Vinny's Exhaust.
There you go, Vinny.
Vinny bailed me out of a jam. My wife had to pick me up yesterday from Vinny's. And she always laughs at me because she's always on the go.
That's right.
Almost 50,000 miles on her car, and it's never been in a shop.
I tell you, man, they're cool.
They're great, man. So the EV charging. So y'all do residential?
Yeah.
And commercial.
Absolutely. Yeah, and you can do the tap to pay, and you know, so businesses can use that and monetize
it. A little money, yeah, a little revenue generation.
We have one out here that you know, it does okay. There's always somebody, not say always, but a lot of times somebody charged up parking. Yeah. But really, you know, I believe that, you know, the building code will be as such. Soon. You'll need a 220 in your garage, everybody. And that's really all that I need to install it.
Right.
And why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You know, you have it in your garage, you charge up in the evening.
A lot of washer dryers need a 220 anyway.
That's it. And so it's very inexpensive. Let's say the cost of the charger and install, you know, it pays for itself, you know, what you would save in gas in less than 6 months. So
yeah, and if you drive a lot like we do, it paid for itself in a month.
I guarantee
it. It paid for itself in a month for what the charger, the install cost. She was, you know, because again, we didn't have practical cars as far as gas mileage. So I always laugh. My favorite question, you know, like I'd have these ridiculous cars. What kind of gas mileage do you get? And I always laugh. I go, really?
Yeah, you think I bought this thing for gas mileage?
I said, I don't know, and I don't want to know. Yeah. I said, because I drive this thing way too fast, so the gas mileage is awful.
That's right.
Yeah, but her car, like she goes, I don't spend any money on gas.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, she hadn't bought. She hates when she
has. What's the range on that one?
She gets about 210 miles to a charge.
So I think once they can get to that 350.
Yeah, there's some. I think like the big ones. I think the Tesla truck. I think it's going to get there. I think it's showing like a true, you know, like there's the rating, but then there's true miles.
Yeah.
And what I noticed with her Porsche was it was true miles. Like if it says two something, we're going to get close to 200 miles on that charge versus her first electric we had, it was like a 2-to-1. Like I noticed, like if it said 200, you're getting about 100-125 miles.
Gotcha.
It ran a little bit less efficiently. And I mean, we drive I drive that Porsche pretty fast. I don't set the cruise at 65. I notice that it's pretty much, even at 85 or whatever on the interstate, it still gets pretty much the same mileage, which is nice. Some of the other EVs, you get over 65, it just starts draining the battery.
Mm-hmm.
But they're amazing.
Yeah, cars. Very
so,
cool.
That's that's a great business as well. You know, I think you're probably one of the only installers in the area for that.
Yeah, I think, I mean, look, it's to install, it's not a big deal. It's not hard to do. The electricians can do that and get it done. And, you know, to be able to sell certain chargers, and it's ever evolving. You know, you go to the Clean Fuel Summit, and we've been attendees there for the last couple of years. It's pretty interesting to see, like, some of the stuff on the horizon. You can just set your phone on a charging pad.
Yeah.
You know, so same thing will be there for vehicles.
Right.
You drive in your garage.
Pull in. Yeah.
So we'll see what happens with it.
Yeah, no. Like I said, it's the future, and well, it's not even the future; it's the present.
Oh yeah.
And now the thing too is you don't have to spend six figures anymore on an EV. Like they've got Tesla, you know, and some of the regular ones, 30, 40, 50 grand now. And when you figure what you saved in gas,
Chevy has an EV coming in the 20s.
In the 20s. That's going to be revolutionary because you can pick up some used ones there, but to pick up something new. At that price point.
Yeah.
Affordable. Yeah, that was the big knock. You know, like I would joke with my wife sometimes. She's like, I was like, you're not practical. You're in a Porsche. I was like, you're not economical. We would laugh.
Right.
But yeah, at the end of the day, man, she was spending, when she would drive my truck, $150-$200 a week.
Oh, yeah.
On gas.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's, like I said, that's going to be a game changer. And you guys have that. Now with Parrish all under one roof, man. I mean, what you guys are doing, and I really can't wait to talk more. Like at the event after Richard's treated the house,
yeah.
Because I'm really anxious to see Jennifer's headaches, Asher's allergies, and what it does for that.
Sure.
Because as a father, that's been a big concern for me.
Mm-hmm.
Is his health.
Mm-hmm.
And I worry, is it something in the house?
Yeah.
I've had that conversation with her. I'm like, he's got that little dry cough.
He's always sick, yeah.
He's got sinusy issues. And when he was in Florida last week with his buddy, he didn't have them out at the beach. I was like, it's this air we breathe. the you know, something in the house maybe. So, you know, as a parent, you know, to invest that little bit of money to get your house tested, treated,
yeah,
for the health and wellness of your family, like that, that to me, there's no price tag on that.
The sanitization piece, you know, we've spoken to sports organizations. We just said that. Gotta be careful what names you use, but to go into a locker room.
Yes, okay, I was just that when you said that.
You know, because once, you know, if you got 50 dudes in a locker room, one person's sick, everybody's sick. Mm-hmm. You know, staff.
Staff. I was just about to say, I do jiu-jitsu.
Yep.
And man, that a guy, you know, our coach posted something on it. He's like, if you have anything, a skin irritation or anything, don't come in the gym.
Yeah, just quit being nasty.
And I saw this dude, he had a big, looked like a giant ringworm on his leg. And I'm like,
bro, get this dude out of here,
I'm not grappling with this dude. Get out of here, go home.
So that's a thing, you know. So to be able to come into a locker room to sanitize it, you know, football, their pads, you know, synthetic turf fields, because we're inside gyms where you have the turf. Because when you're training, working out, you know, you're spitting and snorting and sweating and sneezing, and so you know, you take that, you fog it. I mean, it kills everything. Not to mention what that stuff smells like, right?
Oh, so, yeah.
So, and the smell piece for me was the game changer. I had a rent house. Richard and I had a rent. We just couldn't figure out what was smelling terrible. And we fogged it, and like overnight, I mean, the thing was smelling perfect. I say overnight. In 2 hours when we were finished fogging, the smell was totally gone. So, we're excited about that technology. And look, it's been around for a while.
Just improved it.
Well, you know, I think to introduce it to people that just never knew that that was an opportunity or that was there. We learned a lot during COVID from a cleanliness standpoint, I think.
Yeah.
And how to be intentional on washing hands and making sure, you know. And so that got people on high alert.
Right.
You know, and so... So it's given us the ability to start a talking point, and then once their proof of concept is there, it's game over.
Yeah. Yeah, no, like I said, man, I think what you guys are bringing is everything really that's needed right now in our space, and especially like mortgage real estate. Like, mm-hmm. These are all the services like in one, so you can call one person.
Sure.
Yeah, that was one issue. My wife would, and your wife too, mm-hmm. They get the inspection report, and then they got to get with six different contractors to fix the electrical, the plumbing, this, that, and you know, she's playing general contractor.
Yeah, she's resident.
Yeah. To get everything fixed, mm-hmm. And now it's one phone call.
Yeah.
Hey Ryan, here's the punch list. When can y'all get out of here?
Yeah. The and one thing that I didn't mention, which is really neat, you know, we were the first fortified roofing contractor in the state of Louisiana. And so fortified is a program that is heavily invested in from the state level, as also the federal level, to make sure that the roofs on your home can withstand what's coming,
right,
from a storm standpoint. The insurance companies love it because now the product up there is much more substantial.
They're not replacing it ever.
That's right. You know, and so, you know, we've always kind of been on the forefront or front end, trying to be different, you know, the way that we install those roofs from the fortified standpoint. You know, there's a savings on the premiums that you pay. If you have a fortified roof, an inspection has to take place and they give you a certificate and all that stuff.
Really? Because insurance premiums, mm-hmm. probably 80%, if not 100% of people listening, their insurance is going up 20, 30, or even double.
There is a substantial,
in the last couple of years,
substantial savings. Now, each carrier is different,
sure,
on how much percentage you save, but it is substantial if you can produce that fortified certificate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm having issues now with roofs over 10 years old.
Got to change them.
I am having...
They won't write the policy.
There's very few carriers that will even write a policy, and 10 years is not old for a roof.
No.
And so if you do get the insurance written and the roof's over 10 years old, the premium's pretty much double and the roof's not covered.
That's right.
So I'm seeing that, and it's an affordability killer for your average buyer that's looking at a, you know, $150,000 to say $300,000 home, and they have a certain monthly budget in mind.
That's right.
And insurance that used to be $1,500 a year is now $4,000, $5,000 on the same house. And all of a sudden, that house note that would have been $1,500 is $2,000 just because of the insurance difference. And now they can't buy the house.
No, it's a real thing. You know, we offer financing for that reason. I mean, who's got $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 just laying around? Okay, we'll go change the roof. You know, no big deal. You know, yeah. So to be able to finance that is very important for the homeowners when you're trying to get in that new home, because it's what you say is true. That call happens. If it happens, you know, once a day, it happens 10 times a day. Mm-hmm. Where somebody will call the office and say, hey, listen, you know, I'm about to get dropped by my insurance because my roof is over 10 years old. They don't want to rewrite the policy. I need a new roof, but I can't. I mean, can somebody give me an estimate? How much is it going to cost? And then families just aren't prepared to write that check, man.
Not in the current environment.
So, you know, the financing piece is important there in that regard. But you're right. That's where kind of fortified, I mentioned it, but that's where the state is going. It's been adopted. It's been adopted in some other states prior to Louisiana. You see it in Mississippi Gulf Coast quite a bit. In Florida, actually, their building code is much more strict.
Right.
In the way that the roof is assembled and put on. And thank goodness, now Louisiana's going, okay, you guys have to do a better job.
You need to follow that, yeah.
When you follow this, you do a better job because, you know, insurance companies, they're leaving. You know, they left. We're trying to get them to come back.
That's the issue. The reason our insurance premiums are through the roof is because all the ones that had good premiums left.
Yeah.
Because they were getting, after the storms, they were getting killed.
They weren't getting killed. So now we put a better product out there. That'll entice them to come back. And the Fortify program is actually, I say sponsored, but it was created by some of the bigger players in the insurance world.
Right.
So you know, because they, look, they don't want to leave. They want to write the policies.
Yeah.
But it's,
they're not in business to lose money.
That's right. That's right. They're in business to make the Geico dude famous.
Yeah, the little lizard. Right.
Little lizard.
And then now you got your... Yeah,
Ronnie the Roofer is going to be huge.
Ronnie the Roofer?
I can't wait for Ronnie the Roofer's costume.
Did y'all order it yet?
No.
But she got. I guess Shelly's got to help design it. You got to get her.
She's brilliant, man.
They got those mascots. I mean, you were in pro sports. You know, the mascot companies that make those mascots. That'll be fun.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
That'll be a lot of fun. Oh, I can't wait, dude. I can't wait to see Richard in that. That's going to be hysterical. You got to let me know when he comes.
Oh, yeah.
So... tell everybody where to find you. Obviously, I mean, they can find you all over social media, yeah. But where do they find you guys? Where are you located?
So right now, you know, our office is over here on Perkins Road, 11019 Perkins Road. But we actually just purchased a new building. So we are on Highlandia.
Yeah.
Some interstate frontage, which is great.
Nice.
So I'm really excited about that. That office building is in the middle of renovation, so I would say... you know, we're probably 45 days away from being in there.
That's the building across from Blue Bayou?
It is. It's great. I can watch, you know, Blue Bayou is one of my favorite places on the planet, so I can watch people slide down the slides. It's just great. So we are literally directly across there. And so yeah, man, we grew so fast, you know, kind of on top of each other here now, but parishbuilt.com is the website.
Okay.
You can learn about the dry fogging process, which you and I spoke about earlier, obviously roofing and any of the other you know, things that we do is you can check us out there and then all the social media, you know, at Parish Built and follow us. We try to keep the content super fresh and you know, of course, Matt Moscone. And so, man, we're trying to be everywhere and look forward to growing this thing.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to blow up for sure. And I think, you know, the real estate market at our event is going to be huge to really make the big announcement there. Mm-hmm. And obviously anything we can do to help
you
guys.
Yeah, man, look forward to being there on the 27th.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so thanks again for coming on.
No problem, bro.
Thank you guys for tuning in every week to Financial Fitness. We'll be back next Monday at our normal time, 6 p.m. Central Time on Monday. So you guys come see us next week. Brian Moses will be our guest next week. He's actually our keynote speaker at the event. He's one of the he was the number two real estate agent in the world for a long time. Man, he's going to be talking about the big NAR settlement and how to get buyer's agency. Your wife definitely going to want to be there for this. It's going to be a huge, since it's the biggest topic in real estate right now. So we got Brian Moses on air with us next week. So you guys stay tuned.